And he was to show me how, cause I ain't never been. And the first thing he done was get us two pair of them red and green slippers they call bowling shoes. Well, they told us what alley we found about. And when I tried his fast sliding approach, man, I took a fall. Landed on my bottom, but it didn't hurt hard enough. But the way everybody was snickering at me, it sure got off with us some. So I soon got the hang of it. I was doing good at getting them splits. And buddy, that's hard to do. Take them out of the middle, while on the side you have to leave a few. Now my friend keeping the score, that's what really got me confused. With all them X's and lines that he said he had to use. Said we'll take some from the next one and add to this one and all that. But I know one thing, if he wasn't cheating, he must have been using new math. The fella next to us, why he'd aim for 5 minutes, rewipe his hands and fuss, take off like a motorcycle and let his ball fly. And when it went in the gutter, he just couldn't understand why. And there was one lady, so dang neat, the way she twisted and turned was really a treat. Why she'd wiggle up to the line and gently let her ball go, and how it got there, I'll never know. Now any other alley was four good-looking chicks. And I'm telling you, that was a sight for sore eyes for this old country hick. Now, no wonder this is the number one sport in town. Cause if you don't want a bowl, you can just highball around. Now, this is one game that I'm gonna learn to play. Cause I'm gonna practice every day. And when everybody sees me win, they'll know that I'm the king of the pins.